Off the Ball Breakfast.
I have not seen a minute of this tournament.
That's what the cool kids say these days.
Genuinely,
everyone's saying that. I haven't seen a second of it.
It's not a thing. It hasn't even
live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up today, a huge injury blow for Australia ahead of their series against the Lions. Ireland have landed in Lisbon ahead of their summer test against Portugal this weekend. And an All Blacks legend extends his playing career into a record 25th season. First up today, Australia have been hit with a massive injury blow ahead of their three test series with the British and Irish Lions. First choice fly half Noah Lolasiu has been ruled out for the foreseeable after coming off with a neck injury in their 21-18 win over Fiji on Sunday. In a statement released today, Rugby Australia confirmed that the Brumbies player underwent successful surgery on Tuesday after being initially discharged from hospital on Sunday night, the statement added. Lolasiu was readmitted for surgery this afternoon following a further medical follow-up. It leaves Wallabies head coach Joe Schmidt an out-half option lighter heading into the first test on Saturday week, with Ben Donaldson the only current option whose international caps are in double figures. Schmidt had revealed previously that he's had conversations with experienced tens such as James O'Connor and Bernard Foley about possibly returning to the squad for the series. Meanwhile, the Lions are making final preparations ahead of the next challenge of this summer's tour in Canberra tomorrow. The Brumbies provide the opposition in the Australian capital and are the last Australian club side that Andy Farrell's side will face on the tour. There are 8 Ireland players in the starting team for tomorrow's game, which is widely considered to be a test run for the first choice team ahead of facing the Wallabies. Tadhg Furlong and Dan Sheehan are in the front row. Joe McCarthy partners captain Maro Itoje in the engine room, while Jack Conan is at the tail of the scrum. Jemison Gibson-Park lines up alongside Finn Russell in the halfback. It's Bundy Aki and Gary Ringrose as the midfield partnership, and James Lowe starts on the left wing. Ronan Kelleher, Andrew Porter, Josh Vanderfleer, and Canberra native Mac Hansen are among the bench options for the tourists. There's no place in the 23 for Owen Farrell, despite him being flown in last week as an injury replacement for England's Elliot Daly. Lions kicking coach Johnny Sexton stresses, however, that Farrell has already been a great addition to the squad.
Oh, look, the experience that he has, the winning mentality that he has, not to mention how good a player he is. You know, it's great to have him in the squad. You can see immediately, you know, like how excited the young number 10s were. He seems like he's got a great relationship with Finn Russell from the previous tour as well. So, yeah, it's been great to have him here. He's adding to the group already, and he's trained very well today. It's his first kind of proper session with us, and look forward to integrating him in over the coming weeks.
Now, despite an injury-disrupted season with Racing 92 in the top 14, Mike Sherry believes that Farrell is good enough to front up for the Lions whenever he's required. The ex-Munster and Ireland hooker joined Owen Shehan along with Fiona Hayes on Monday Night Rugby.
Yeah, he's a strange one in so much as, yes, you're correct in saying it's hard to know where he's at, but he's also been at the peak of his powers for so long at international rugby. He's played so much high class rugby, has been so successful. I think you know what you're getting with him, even though he has had an injury disrupted season. I think even if you put him in starting or on the bench, despite the kind of lack of consistency in his rugby this year, I still think you know what you're getting with him. You're getting an absolute warrior. You're getting someone defensively, if he gets it right. He has been prone to get it wrong a good few times, but if he gets it right, he's an amazing defender. And I think on a Lions tour, what we don't initially think of is the type of guy that you're bringing down to the environment. He's obviously massively thought of by his teammates, his coaches, everyone he's played with and against, really, unless you're kind of unless you have your tinted glasses on for whatever team he's playing against. Everyone respects him. Everyone knows what he does. And he is a big motivator. He brings people along. He is a defensive leader. His kicking off the tee is exceptional. So I agree with you that it's hard to know where he stands, but at the same time, you know, you're bringing down a tried and tested test caliber player who will add to the environment off the field. And if he gets an opportunity, I don't think he'll let you down.
The Lions lost their last meeting with the Brumbies by 14 points to 12 back in 2013 and were unconvincing in their 21-10 win over the Waratahs in Sydney on Saturday. But Hayes won't be concerned if they produce a similarly scrappy performance in Canberra tomorrow.
Yeah, you probably expect a bit more cohesion, I think, at this stage. But I wouldn't be too worried if the Brumbies game, I suppose, we see a lot of handling errors with the combinations that are there and what looks like could be there or thereabouts the starting team for the first test, then I'd be pretty worried. But look, I suppose one of the things that's actually interesting, Owen, that's when I'm watching the games, is the breakdown and how it's refereed. I know there's been a lot of chat about it, but at the weekend, the Ward has won 9 turnovers. The Lions won, so look, they weren't able to get their hands on the ball at all, and obviously had a lot of errors when they did have it. So that is an aspect that is worrying, that area of the ruck that a team like the Waratahs, yes, they're going to go after it, but they really, really disrupted it. So on that side of things, I would be slightly worried. They can fix that, but how the game is ref, they're not getting to grips with the breakdown and trying to get those turnovers and slowing things down. So certainly that's something they'll have to try and look at in this Brumbies game, and understanding what the referees want from them. Because look, it seems to be ref differently over there. You nearly have to hold on to the ball for about 15 seconds and sustain about 4 cleanouts before they're given a turnover on the poach. But they do have to get to grips with that, because people like Ty Byrne, where it's a huge part of his game, Itoje at times aren't making those big turnovers, and it's, I suppose, we're not seeing them in those big moments that we're used to.
And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast,
we had this.
The Cork are just about viable favourites. They've beaten Tip twice, so you could be afraid that the same thing would happen again, but I'm not really, because I just think that Tip have really nothing to lose. I mean, a defeat in the All-Ireland final is not going to hold us up, really, to be honest with you.
And we also had this.
Ali McCoys was absolutely hilarious. I remember Ali goes to me, we're going to be having a fair few pints of Guinness here, so they take a while to pour. So when I want another round for the lads, I'm just going to give you a nod, all right? And I was like, yeah, no problem. So he takes the 3 pints, walks over, puts them down, turns around and nods at me. And I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be a long night.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Now, Ireland are training in Lisbon this week ahead of their clash with Portugal in the second of this summer's tests. Paul O'Connell's side were 34-5 winners over Georgia in a rain-soaked Tbilisi on Saturday evening. Now, Portugal were the surprise package at the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France, earning a shock win over Fiji and a draw against the Georgians in the pool stages. They're now coached by Simon Mannix, who served under Rob Penny during the Kiwis' tenure as Munster boss. And Ireland assistant coach Cully Tucker believes Os Lobos will prove to be tricky opponents at Estadio Nacional de Jamor on Saturday.
They're a very good rugby team, and it's a game that needs to be taken very, very seriously. You know, we're here to win 2 games. They're going to provide a different type of challenge to Georgia, but a significant one. And then you got the heat on top of that. So, coached by Simon Mannix as well, who's a very good operator. So it's going to be a very, very tough game, and we're preparing as if it's coming that way.
Ireland head coach Neil Doak has made 4 changes to his team for tomorrow's game against New Zealand at the Under-20 World Rugby Championship in Italy. Oisin Minogue and Conor Kennelly come into the pack, while in the back line, Johnny Scott and Daniel Green will start in Calvisano. Ireland are currently second in Pool C, but need to win to have any chance of making the semi-finals. New Zealand captain Scott Barrett has been ruled out for the remainder of their summer test series against France. The second rower has picked up a calf injury, and head coach Scott Robertson has not called up any replacement locks for the rest of the series. A scan on Monday has revealed a tear, New Zealand Rugby said in a statement, and Barrett's likely return to play is yet to be determined. Ardie Savea will assume captaincy duties for the rest of the series, which the hosts lead 1-0 after a 31-27 win over Les Bleus in Dunedin. France can level up the series this Saturday in Wellington. And finally today, All Blacks legend Matt Nonu has extended his record-breaking playing career by another year. The centre has signed a one-year contract extension with French side Toulon, which will take him through to his 44th birthday. The two-time World Cup winner rejoined Toulon midway through last season as a medical joker, making four appearances for the top 14 side last term. He made over 90 appearances for the French club in his first stint there before leaving for MLR side San Diego Legion. He's now set to extend his record as the oldest player to ever line out in the top 14 as he gears up for a 25th season of his playing career. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.